And who else is not checked in?
Oh, this is Barbara, the magnificent receiver.
Excellent. Welcome, Barbara.
Oh, it's been a great week.
Good. Good. We like hearing that.
You know what they're reminding me of, Eva, is you know how on our instant messenger you and I have those our taglines behind our name, like I'll say millionaire, and Eva will say bazillionaire.
Billionaires and beyond. It's like we top each other with our titles. It's funny.
Anybody else hasn't said hello yet? All right. So why don't we begin?
Okay, we're going to begin. Well, here we go. You know the. We'll see if you know the drill. What did you do this week?
We received.
Effortlessly.
Effortlessly.
All right, let's do this one more time. A little more coordination, okay? All right, what did you do this week?
Effortlessly,
and cheers for all of us.
Okay, cheers, cheers,
cheers.
Cheers, cheers, cheers.
Hey, Eva, what's the right answer? I'm not even sure I know. What are we supposed to be saying?
What did you do this week? Receive. How did you do it?
Effortlessly.
Okay.
So we're going to start off today with doing a little exercise that we learned at the Coaches Training Institute called popcorn. And this is going to be called popcorn receiving. So we're just going to take 2 minutes, and you're going to, and it's popcorn because you're just going to pop, you know,
blurtaneously,
yeah. And you're going to say like one word or two words of something that describes what you received, and you might talk over each other. It might get chaotic.
That's like popcorn.
Yeah, you can talk more than once. You could say nothing. It doesn't matter, but it's just going to be, you know, everybody popping with what they received, and I'll say go, and then you'll just do it, and I'll tell you when it's time.
You know, what we received, past tense, or what we are in the process of receiving?
Nope, what you have received over the past 2 weeks.
Okay.
2 weeks, yeah.
Yep.
So, any other questions before we go? Okay, great. Go.
Perfect.
I received
a wonderful email.
For Christmas, so everything, all my Christmas shopping is done. I received a shirt and a white shirt. I went shopping.
I received a beautiful black
hair.
I had over to Canada. And I received a
box to send my things to Arizona.
Okay, thanks. Good, you guys.
Good job.
It was a constant stream.
Let me tell you, I don't know how many of you are familiar with Paul Sheely and his work. He does paraliminal.
Yes.
Okay, this is what you all reminded me of. Oh. You know, all these voices going in both ears, you know, of all these conversations going, so it's awesome.
That was awesome. I have never heard a steady stream like that in all my life.
No, that's phenomenal.
Well, that's because we're such magnificent receivers.
Exactly.
Cheers.
Exactly. Cheers. And now I'd like to hear from someone who did receive something, actually, that maybe was even more than you expected over the last couple of weeks.
I would be happy to give an example. This is Magnificent Receiver Kathy.
Hey, Magnificent Receiver Kathy, say more.
Hey, back at you. So listen, everybody knows from my email I went in and had my gallbladder removed.
That's right.
And I just was so focused on receiving a magnificent experience of health. And so what happened was I show up for my pre-op, and my pre-op nurse's name is Kathy. Well, there's my name, you know. But before that, when I met my surgeon, he was referred to me by my gynecologist, who I adore, so I trusted him already. But when I walked in the door, I had to list the surgical procedures I had had in the past, which were only from a young child. When I was born, I had cleft palate, so I had a bunch of work done. And he says to me, "Did you have your work done at Boston Children's Hospital?" And I said, "But of course." And then he said, "Did you have Dr. McCollum?" And nobody in the world knows Dr. McCollum unless you've had him. And he said, "Kathy, I'm not saying that I worked on you, but I scrubbed in with Dr. McCollum." I mean, the chances of him knowing you know, then I went out to the front desk to make my appointment for the surgery, and the calendar there that had the name of the town that I have my office in, and I said, "What's this doing here?" And she said, "Oh, well, I live in Walpole." And I said, "Well, who are you?" And she's the wife of this man that I know. And then I go to the surgery, I have the surgery, and I see the anesthesiologist coming at me, and he is the spitting image of one of my favorite patients that I treat, and an aged man, and he had the same voice. It was, like, beautiful. Then I get into my room, and one of the nurses who was taking care of me and my roommate was named Judy, like my very best friend. Then another doctor comes in, and her name was April, the month of my birth. And then it just went on and on and on and on. And I just smiled every time and received the synchronicity of the power of, you know, allowing Source to provide for us. And it was fabulous, totally fabulous.
Were there any gremlins that came up, or were you just absolutely in the flow the whole time?
I was in the flow.
Yeah.
I was so in the flow. The nurse, I'm not even kidding you, I think I was the most popular patient on the floor. The nurses were, like, fighting over me to take care of me. The doctor was like, "Oh, you're such a great, fun patient." You know, I was just in the flow. I had no fear. It was really, seriously, you guys, magnificent. And I was thrilled.
Well, you know, one of the things I noticed about your story was that you were actually noticing all the evidence of synchronicity.
Yes. And smiling and like, "Come on, bring it on," you know. And even the funny thing was I got a bunch of flowers from friends and family, and one of my friends named Karen, who has worked with both of you guys before from California, she sent me this gorgeous bouquet of flowers. And then 2 days later, by accident, the florist sent me a whole nother bouquet.
Whoa!
And I thought, "I will magnificently receive two from the same person for the price of one." It was great. It was just so great.
Okay, this is what we call the ultimate allowing.
Yeah.
The ultimate allowing. And one of the things that Gina was pointing out about your story is the fact that you were, like, looking for it.
Yes.
Like, you are looking for this. And this is going to be the whole theme of what we talk about today and as we move forward in the next 2 weeks. So that was a perfect story to share with. I'm curious to know if anyone else had anything they received that maybe was more than they expected. And maybe it was, like, "Wow, is this really happening?" Or maybe some gremlins came in, or was this too good to be true? Or am I really noticing this, you know, questioning it? Did anybody come up with anything like that?
I did. This is Michelle.
Yeah, hey, Michelle.
Hi. I was
the magnificent receiver that you are, yes.
The magnificent Michelle. I wanted to get some carpet for my office because I just finished the painting. So I ended up getting carpet for two rooms instead, and it was exactly the right color at the price that I wanted to spend, and I had set a goal that I wanted to have it installed before Thanksgiving, and this was like the Monday before Thanksgiving, and I'd been all over, and everybody had been saying 2-3 weeks, maybe you'll be lucky to get it by Christmas. And I made one call, found the right store, found the right color, got it at the right price, got it Wednesday, for two rooms instead of one.
And what was that's excellent, and what were the thoughts that were going through your head over the process?
Oh, I know the universe has got the carpet there. I just have to find it.
Okay, so you didn't have any questioning about it.
No, I did have another experience, however, that I did have some questions about. I had an old contact call me from long ago, somebody that I'd done some work with, And he said, here's a business opportunity. Would you be interested in looking at it? These people have this really cool thing going on. And I said, sure, fine. So he said, I'll have them send it to you. You should have it in a day or so. So I went out and I watched the mail, and it didn't arrive, and it was supposed to be FedEx next day. So on Wednesday, I called him, and I said, gee, you know, I haven't gotten that paperwork yet. And he said, well, let me have him call you and find out what happened. So I called the guy, and he said, no, we had it signed in by FedEx. And I'd been down to the mail room, and it was really, they didn't have it. So he said, I'll send you another one. So I went out yesterday to get the other one, and both of them were there. Mm. And when I called the mail room, and I said, how come I didn't get this when I was there last week, last Wednesday? And he said, we have no record of ever having received it. So I have two of the exact same business document in two FedEx boxes, and they have records. Oh, they gave it to me, but they have no record. So now I've got another two-for-one, just like the carpet.
Cool.
Which I thought was pretty interesting, so I'll pay a lot more attention now to what's in that package than I would have otherwise.
And what do you think a burning learning was around the fact that you expected it, you thought it was there, didn't look like it was there, ended up with two?
I think I'm getting a lot of two-for-ones. I got a couple others, too.
That's right.
I have a deal that I've been working on with another guy, and it's his client. I'm trying to do some work for it, and there's an opportunity to propose a pretty big piece of consulting work on it, and I'm ready to go forward with that, and then I find out that there's a second company there that needs the same exact deal. So now there's another two-for-one on almost the same contract.
Okay, hold your focus there.
Wow.
And what would you say your level of expectation in all of these was?
I expected that I get at least one of them. I always expect I'm going to get at least one of them. Sometimes, you know, I expect it and that doesn't quite go right. Here was a negative, well, I shouldn't say negative, a different expectation that I had. I had a problem with one of my teeth. And I had been to see a new dentist about a month ago, and he had made some suggestions that I needed to go see this root canal guy, but I was not really very proactive in getting set up for that appointment. So then I cracked my tooth, and it was on one of the teeth that were supposed to have the root canal, so I was kind of in pain, and it was kind of miserable. And so I called up, and I said, gee, you know, he's can I get in to see him? I think I told you guys about this last week, and they let me in, like, right away when the guy was booked for months. It was, like, a few minutes, and they said, just come over. So I got in, and he did a temporary filling, but then it started to hurt, and it was, like, 10 days out before I was supposed to see the root canal guy. So I called, and they did give me an earlier appointment for Wednesday when I was really hoping to get it for Monday, because I called on Monday, and I was just kind of assuming it was going to happen Monday because it was going to flow in. But I waited and ended up coming.
But what's the burning learning from it?
The burning learning. The burning learning is that it's always there when you need it, the way you need it, I guess.
Yep. Yep. Excellent. Excellent.
Sometimes you need more. Sometimes you need less.
And here's why. I mean, it's not like I'm deliberately looking for, okay, where's the somebody come with your gremlin. But I really wanted to look at the point where you can be really in the flow and things like, gosh, you and Kathy both, the stories, you just can see how easily things truly can come. And by the way, it can be this way on a more consistent basis than just while we're having this class. You know, what we're doing on the class is giving you the tools to keep practicing and playing with even after the program's over. And so these are really good examples. And the other thing is even when things don't feel like they're flowing the way you think they can, they should, the outcome can be good as long as you hold to your vision. So, you know, there might have been, you know, it could have maybe gone a little bit more smoothly around the tooth. Maybe, maybe not. Who knows? But the point is you can still, in the end, come out with what you wanted or even better, as you've also shown, you know, that you can actually exceed your expectations. Because the truth is you are vibrating. This is the vibration we're talking about. When you're in this place of allowing and you're in the place of focusing on what you do want and feeling good about it, your vibration is what's bringing to you, and the universe knows even better than you do sometimes, you know, what it is that you want. Like, you might not know. You might think it looks a certain way, but it can even exceed the expectations.
This is Barbara, the Magnificent Receiver. I have a little story about that. Do you have time for that right now?
If you're quick, yes.
Well, when I got to my parents, I couldn't get on email, and so as a result, I went to the library, and while I was at the library, I noticed the museum. So my mom and I went next day to the museum, and while we were on our way to the museum, we passed all these cute little floats that were getting ready for the Christmas parade, and as a result of seeing those, we went that night to the little Christmas parade and had the most adorable time laughing and playing like kids. it was a precious time, and it all started because I couldn't get on the email at my parents' house.
Mm, there you go. And so the universe works in mysterious ways, and follow the yellow brick road, and follow the red carpet that rolls out in front of you, and so it can be a real fun and adventurous thing, and you don't have to know what's going to happen next. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, thank you. Okay, so...
Well, this is magnificent receiver, Sandy. I just want to say one thing here. I had my Christmas shopping done, and basically it happened on Black Friday.
Oh.
I found absolutely everything I needed or wanted. Everything is done. It's all wrapped, and I'm leaving everything in Pennsylvania, so there will be no charges for shipping anything anywhere.
Perfect.
So just wanted to say thank you.
Yeah, so can you see how easy things can be for us?
Oh, yeah.
All of us need to just be, okay, how good can you stand it? How easy can you stand it?
I love that.
Really, really, really hold to that, because it will exceed your expectations every time. I know we want to get into a visualization. Gina, you want to take over and talk about what we're attracting, and let's really now amp it up around what we're wanting in our lives?
Yeah, and I want to go back to something, and I think it was Ellen that you wanted to talk.
No, Christine.
Christine, and this might feed into what I'm about to say, because I wanted to come back to the point where Eva was talking about, you know, not that we were looking for someone with gremlins around receiving this week, but I do want to bring up, I want you to notice, I guess, how much you're willing to let in. You know, are you willing to have what you say you want? And are you willing to stop struggling or thinking it has to be hard, even in your thinking, even if you're not, like, efforting in terms of actions? A lot of times we effort in our heads. So keep asking yourself, I mean, we tease about it all the time on our classes, but we really mean it, how good can you stand it?
Yeah.
Keep asking yourself, how much more am I willing to allow in? Am I willing to allow more than this? Okay, if so, relax, let it in. And you may not have to do anything about it, but also follow if there's an action step. Ask if there's an action step. You know, you can say, hey, universe, or, you know, hey, download the action to me that will increase my willingness to allow. So, Christine, did you want to say something real quick?
Well, actually, it ties in with what you just said. I was just noticing, hearing the stories from the other magnificent receivers about their expectations and how high their expectation was to receive what they needed. And I noticed in this last couple of weeks for myself that my level of expectation is, it could be higher. and I feel blocked there. And so what you're saying sounds like a good suggestion. I was just wondering if you guys had any other suggestions to amp up the expectation level.
Yes. And this week, we're on this class, we're going to talk about some actions that you can take. You know, one of the great ways to get aligned with receiving more is a backwards kind of formula. It's the foundation of our magnetizing money course that we have, and it is, sometimes you just can't get aligned with what you say you want. You know the laws of attraction, but you still can't get behind, I get to receive this. So our recommendation is, if you're in that place, to go in the back door, which is, let me take some action first. I feel like poop and I don't believe a word of this, but you know what? I'm going to go take some action that will feel good, because in the taking of the action, your vibration level will step up. And then usually in any kind of action, we'll get a little bit of confidence boost because, you know, we're having some sort of completion. We feel like right on for doing that. And then you might be able to get in a better place to receive more. But sometimes do action. Forget about trying to get there in your brain, because sometimes you're just plain old stuck. And we're going to get... Go ahead.
Are you talking about any kind of action or action towards your goal?
Nope, any kind of action. And it may be something, I think a real quick way is to do something that you've been procrastinating on, because there will be relief in that. Anytime there's something you're procrastinating on or just shoving off, there's a low-level resistance in the background always humming. It takes away a piece of your brain, even if you don't notice it every day. And then you'll feel, a real, it's like a kind of an adrenaline rush, like, yeah, finally, whew. Eva, were you going to say something?
Yeah, I was just going to say, I have a perfect example of a client of mine who is, you know, she loves her sugar. And, you know, sugar is fine if you're in alignment with it. And for her, though, you know, what she would do is, if she gets stressed, she would then, she'd gravitate, because that's her comfort. That's her comfort. And what she found was, because I said, well, what are some, you know, talking about the actions. And I would have never thought of this one, but for whatever reason, it, she got inspired to start cleaning up or cleaning out, and feels really great once it's done. And she has shifted now her whole thing around sugar. And she lives in a very clean, organized place, but but it felt good to her. So it's something that feels good to you, but it might be completely not related to what you were wanting to go after. But completely shifted who she was, you know, and things started, you know, she started to relax. She's got a waiting list of clients now, and it wasn't because she did anything more than what she felt good doing that would be in support of who she is and what she's wanting. Complete, you know, that's when Gina was saying, you know, it doesn't have to be related.
The bottom line of everything when you're in a place of fear or you feel blocked around receiving something, no matter what it is basically because you don't feel that you're worthy. I mean, that's, we are ripping it down to all the levels. You can tell all the stories about it, but we just don't feel worthy. And so you, it's important to know, how can I get back into a place of feeling more in control, meaning myself, and stepping into power. Anything that you can do that will make you feel more confident, powerful, worthy, loved, would be the action to take. Okay? And hopefully the exercises that we do for the rest of the time we're together today will actually help increase all of you, even if you're in your vibration, even if you're already in a great place.
Yes, there's no ceiling on how good it can get.
How good can you stand it? Okay, we're going to do a visualization now, so if you're in a place where you can just relax and be totally in a relaxed state with no interruptions for the next couple minutes, that's where you want to be. So, everybody take a nice deep breath in, and even let it out with a sigh. Take a couple of those nice, deep, long breaths. And we're going to take you to a place that we want you to be very much in your senses. It will start out as fantasy, but we want you to be there as if it's really happening. So Eva and I are going to be on Oprah. And the producers heard that every person in our rapid expansion teleclass manifested each of the three things they clarified in the beginning class. So the producers are going to be interviewing each of you on camera about your personal journey to the allowing of your three gifts, like the whole adventure from start to finish, where your feelings were when you started, and what it was like to transform into this being a magnificent receiver. And the first question they're going to ask you is to name the three things that you manifested. And as you're, you know, telling them what the three things that you were claiming for yourself are, the whole crew, the camera crew, the production crew, everybody's just smiling. And you realize that they're smiling because you are beaming at the camera, and your enthusiasm is like that of some, like that of someone who, you know, just won $50 million in the lottery jackpot. Like, yeah, you just lit up, you're in that giddy place, just smiling ear to ear, and they're just reflecting it back to you. And because you're telling the story with such passion, you know, they are in it, the story with you. They're not just listening like, oh, you know, this is somebody talking. They're really in it to heart. And they ask you, what was the one most impactful belief you changed during the course that made this possible? So you're going to give them a brief snapshot of the way you thought before the class and what was possible for you in regards to receiving abundance, and then you're going to give them a snapshot of your new attitude and belief system. You let them know what's changed for you. May have been one thing, just one shift, or it could have been many. One of the wonderful things about this interview is the whole crew is just acknowledging you and, you know, saying wow to everything that you respond to their questions when they're nodding their head in affirmation, because they are actually also having an aha moment as you speak. It's like they're getting a transformation themselves just by listening to your story. So now they're asking you how your life is different as a result of manifesting these three things. Okay, so you've got the three things. Now you're going to tell them, you know, you're going to tell them what your life is like. And you're going to be telling them, you know, how everything's changed as a result of this. How do you feel different? The actions that you're taking that are different? How you reacted when you got your first thing on the list? How you reacted when you got the second thing on the list and the third, and you want to give it to them in detail. I mean, they're hanging on your every word. They're so excited for you because they've been working with Oprah for a long time, so they get when good things happen to people around them, that means good things are happening to them. So go ahead and express how your life is different and your emotions about all these fabulous miracles. As you're describing in detail your story, notice how your emotions are taking you right back to the joyful feelings as if it was all happening to you again right now. When you're done with your interview, they may call you. And you may have to talk to them later after this call because they want to get some more good feedback on what it was like for you. I want you to know that you're feeling very satisfied at the end of this interview because you know you were totally coming from your heart and in pure passion during the whole segment. Several weeks later, the producers may even contact you again, letting you know that your story was so inspiring to them that they want to do a whole article just on you for O Magazine. You're smiling right now because you're really realizing the difference you make when you allow yourself to receive so magnificently, because it's not just you who's receiving because you're so filled up. You are actually empowering others to receive in a more magnificent way. So take another deep grounding breath in to anchor the joy of experiencing your dreams and being a magnificent receiver. And just allow yourself to feel complete joy and peace, knowing that all you want now and in the future is on its way to you, and that you'll be looking for more and more evidence of your transformation each and every day. And come back to the call. Eva?
Right. So are you feeling like really in your dreams? Like, yes, I can be on Oprah. I can be. Here's the thing, too, about when you're being in this place of allowing for yourself, you know, you count. You count. You're the center of your universe. And when you're in this place of allowing things, good things, great things, magnificent things to come to you and through you and happen to you, you are all being the walking, talking example of how life can be for other people. So if you begin to get guilty or have a little bit of like it's all about me and it's feeling a little selfish and, you know, let go of that because you really are being the ripple effect in the world for how it can be for others. And there will be others like this who will want to know your secret. They will want to know how to have what you're having. And when you're in this vibration, and of course, the more of us that are in that vibration, then the more gets radiated out there. And those that are asking that maybe haven't gotten it yet can start to get a feel for that. So really understand your impact in the world when you're practicing this and when you're actually being in the flow and being these magnificent receivers that you are. And the focus for us over the next 2 weeks is to really be in this space. be in the space of these things. It's like, okay, it's the book, Ask and It Is Given. You've asked. You're playing and being in the flow. You know, we've got this entire team, this wonderful group that are doing it together. When 1 plus 1 equals 11, this is that exponential power that happens when we're doing this together. So now we're amping it up over the next 2 weeks. So you start being in this place as if it's coming, even that, you know, assuming that it's already here, even maybe it's in the mail. Maybe it's even in the FedEx and it doesn't show up, but it really did get here. So just assuming and knowing that it's here and looking for the evidence, like amping up what you're noticing. It's like what Kathy was sharing at the front of the call about, wow, I was really paying attention and noticing all these synchronicities, wanting to be conscious about it. Because they're happening all the time, it's just a matter of where have you been putting your focus. And the more that you deliberately and consciously put your focus on the signs that things are showing up and that you are in that allowing mode, the more you're in that place, the more you attract the obvious that you are. The more that you attract signs and symbols that you are, the more that you attract the things that you're really wanting. Once again, it's not that it takes a lot of effort. Just be conscious about it. And I know that I've shared this before, and I share it a lot, the story of the guy, the floods were coming. We could even, gosh, maybe this is what happens in some people, you know, in New Orleans. But the floods are coming, and they're coming in and saying, you've got to leave. You need to get out of here. And the patrol car comes around, and the one man says, it's okay. God will save me. You go on, God will save me, and the waters rise, and he's up to the second story of his house, and they're coming by now in boat, and they're dropping by his place, and he's saying, no, that's okay, you go on, God will save me. And now the floods are up to the top of his house, and he's sitting on the roof, and the helicopters are coming by, and he's waving them on, it's okay, God will save me, and he eventually drowns. And he gets up to the pearly gates, and he sees God, and he says, where were you? He says, I so knew that you would save me. And God says, well, I sent the patrol car, and then I sent the boat, and then I sent the helicopter. He said, you know, help, what more do you want? And the point of the story is be looking for those signs that they're being sent to you all the time, all the time. So now it's amping up our conscious awareness of it over the next 2 weeks and really looking. And I don't care how little or subtle it is or how obvious it is, acknowledge it. Because the more you acknowledge it, the easier it can come to you. And we also want you to share this on email with the group. Share what's showing up around these three things that you've put out on the table. You know, let us know. Let us cheer you, magnificent mm-hmm. receivers that you are.
Indeed. So we want to hear about your evidence. You know, it's almost like you're keeping a journal in your brain and noting every single time something is showing up in your favor. And so looking for evidence about the woos of the world, you're going to be looking for the cool things. And because that's where you're going to be focused, guess what? You'll have more evidence all the time of great things happening to you. So now we're going to take you into the action I was talking about. It will amp up, you know, your expansion about how fast you can receive rapidly if you're taking, you're acting as if. Now, what this means is if you're acting as if, it means you're acting as if you are already have been, know it, own, being a magnificent receiver. And if you look at your three things that you stated that you are going to have during this course, you're going to act as if you already have them. Okay? Now, what this looks like is, let me give you an example. When I had decided when I was in a relationship with my last boyfriend, his dream car was a Porsche. And so I was going to buy him a Porsche. And so I walked into the dealer acting as if this was the day. Now, it really wasn't the day for me, but I was in that whole mode of, I'm going to take an extreme inspired action, and I feel like doing this. I pulled in there and I said, hey, I want you to show me the hottest looking car in here, and I want it fully loaded. Well, this guy, salesperson, was running around. You should have seen, boy. Mm-hmm. He was like, ooh, I'm going to make a big commission today. Let me help you. And I had a great time, and I said, okay, here's the deal. I'm going to get married to this gentleman, and this is going to be a gift, and here's what he likes. And so the whole time I'm in there, I'm just really being for real about how I'm going to buy this Porsche. And so what it does in that moment, I mean, I walked out of there feeling, you know what, this is going to happen in the next few days. Like, I can really see this happening. This is going to be great. And it took my intention to a whole new level. You know, Eva did the same thing when she was planning to be on, live on a cruise ship. Eva, you want to say something?
Yeah, there was, and I don't know if all, any of you are familiar, but there's a cruise ship that was built with condominiums on it that you literally live on. So you're in this, you're constantly moving, you know, you're moving around the world in this place that you live. And I've got pictures of it, and I'm fantasizing, and I'm, like, having such a great time with it. And I've never been on a cruise in my life. And then the next thing I know is, you know, I'm on my first cruise, which was fantastic, which was with Jerry and Esther Hicks of one of the Abraham cruises in July of last year. But it was just putting the focus here and having fun with it, which will start to draw things like that to you or opportunities to you. And just really having fun for the sake of having the fun, okay? This is the other point I think it's really important. You're doing this for the joy in the journey. Because when you're in the joy of the journey, you're in that place where that has to show up for you in anyway. But if you're in it for the sake of for being it the means to the end, then you're not necessarily up to vibrational snuff with what you're really wanting. So it's kind of a not a two-edged sword, but it's you know, it works. It's like be happy with where you are and enjoying the journey towards something just for the sake of the journey, and everything you want will show up.
So in the next 2 weeks, we want you to take an inspired, act-as-if action, one for each of your three things that you chose in our last session together. So I need a volunteer, and we'll give some examples and get somebody very clear on an inspired action.
This is Sandy. I volunteer, magnificent receiver.
Sandy, I think someone spoke for you before you. Who was that?
This is Marilyn.
Marilyn, okay.
Marilyn, are you the magnificent receiver that we know you to be?
I am.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Marilyn, tell us all what your first thing on your list was.
To have a closing of money that we need to, and the house sold that we had for sale, to rent out the house we had for sale.
Okay. So what would be an action that you would take that you were acting as if this was really happening?
I would go and pay off all our debt.
Okay. So you pay off all your debt.
Yes.
Okay. So what would be that would be your action then, to go pay off all your debt right now?
Yep. Pay off all the credit cards.
Okay.
That we used to get this property done.
Okay. So is that something you'll do in the next 2 weeks?
Yeah.
Okay. So you don't have to wait for the house to sell is what you're telling me, or the rent?
I don't.
Okay.
I don't know how I could do it if it didn't.
Okay, well then, we need to have an act-as-if action.
Act-as-if.
Meaning, what you might do something like, okay, get all your credit cards laid out, you could write the checks.
Ah, okay.
So, you know, an act-as-if, you are really putting them in the mail, and you might just, you know, seal them off and put stamps on them, and they're ready to rock and roll as soon as the house goes.
Okay, well, I pay everything online.
Okay.
So, that maybe wouldn't be it, but I'm trying to think of what would be.
Or you may do something to celebrate paying everything off.
That would be good. Okay, to celebrate paying them off, I would, to celebrate. Probably, go and do some, like a dinner out, or I think we'd buy all of our guys' Christmas presents. Order all our guys' Christmas presents.
Okay.
That work for us.
Okay, great. So that's the kind of thing we're looking for. You want to act as if, okay, the house is complete, everything around it, it's done, we've paid off the credit card debt. What would we do now? What would be the next step? And so if it's buying all the guys Christmas gifts and maybe the money's not there, you would locate exactly what you're going to get it all into place, or you might go out, like you said, go out to dinner. Which one feels best to you?
I think ordering the Christmas
present. Okay, great. Excellent. And then you're going to go through each of the rest of yours like that. What would I do if I were acting as if this had already happened? Thank you, Marilyn.
Thanks.
Sandy, what's one of yours?
The first one on my list is that I would be in a relationship with my right and perfect mate.
Okay. And what would you be doing different if you were already in love and connected with the man, your mate?
What would I be doing differently?
Mm-hmm.
Help me out here, because I don't have a clue.
Mm-hmm. Well, the things I know that I do different, and then maybe this will spark something for you, is I actually get dressed up more often. You know, when I work at home, I don't care. I go to the gym. Who cares?
Yeah.
I know I wear sexier panties. I know that I buy really fabulous love cards, you know, like greeting cards.
Uh-huh.
I do that all the time, even when I'm not in a relationship, because I'm like, oh, that's a good card. That'll be for the next one. things that, you know, you might be waiting on something to do, like this is only something I do with a mate,
uh-huh.
but to go do things like that now, I go out to a lot more dinners, do a lot more movies, go to theater more when I'm in relationship.
Okay, so I could be planning trips.
Ooh, yeah.
Ah, that's great.
Because
that's
traveling
perfect.
Alone is not nearly as much fun as traveling with someone.
Okay, good.
And I love to travel, so why not?
Great.
Ooh, cool. Thank you.
Excellent. So does everybody kind of get the hang of this? Act as if? Does anybody not get it?
Gina, it's Gail.
Yes.
And I'm a magnificent receiver.
Good. Thank you.
when it comes to paying off your debts, what if you wrote yourself a letter from your financial institution congratulating you on being debt-free?
Oh, that's great.
Awesome.
Yay.
Okay.
You also might just be telling people, you know, someone will say, hey, how's it going? It's going so great. I had a great week. I paid off all my debt. It felt so fabulous. I've been waiting for this moment for a long time. I mean, it doesn't necessarily even have to be that you're out doing something. It could be you're just speaking as if something has happened to you.
Are you actually telling folks that you've done it before you've done it?
Yes.
Isn't that sort of...
How can you do that?
Not quite a lie, but it's not the truth yet.
It doesn't matter. The only reason things become truth is because you actually believe them. Otherwise, things won't happen. And
tell
now
the story.
Go ahead, Eva.
I was going to say, tell them the story about the Christmas tree person.
Pardon?
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. I was like, what's she talking about?
Oh, I don't know. You went silent on me.
I went into Christmas lighting. There was a guy who a friend of mine coached who wanted to be, like, they wanted to decorate Christmas, you know, Christmas trees and then inside the people's homes for stars. And so what this person did is they went around and said, you know, I do Christmas decorating for all the famous stars.
Celebrities.
And went around telling people all of this all the time. Like, it was like staking the claim. This is what my gift is. I'm a pro at this. This is what I do. Before he had any clients. Now, guess what? It's true. And he's got a warehouse full of stuff to do all the decorating, but that's when he went around claiming. How's business doing? And, you know, that's like someone coming up to me and saying, how's business doing? Oh, it's great. Eve and I reached the 10 million mark this year.
What?
Oh, now I'm excited.
This is not about lying. This is placing a stake in the ground about what you are willing to receive. And when you are playing it up like this, I've heard numerous stories over the years of people doing this around cars. You know, I've heard stories about people saying, looking at, you know, their station wagon, pulling into the gas station and saying, hey, fill up the Mercedes, and people look at them crazy because they are acting as if they're driving a Mercedes, and within months they have the Mercedes. It's like, who cares what other people think? This is what you're stating. And when you are stating it out loud, now don't do this if you feel uncomfortable if you're lying, because then it will have the opposite effect.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if you feel that you're lying, then don't do it. But what you're actually doing is saying, this is what is so for me, and you're getting into that vibration. Does that make sense?
So, Marty, like if we said, if someone is like wants to have a perfect mate, if someone said, well, how are things going? And I said, well, I've just found my perfect mate. Then wouldn't the reaction would be, great, let's meet him.
Maybe. So you're only going to do it if it feels comfortable. Like if you're already going to, how am I going to respond if they say something, and you don't feel comfortable, you know, just going, oh, you will soon. It's right now we're just, you know, relishing. If you don't feel comfortable with that, don't do it.
You know, the other thing, too, is, you know, you can soften it a little if you want to, and it might be, no, I haven't, but I'm having such a great time, and I'm loving the people I'm meeting, and I've got plenty of time, and, you know, it just feels good with where I am. You just kind of speak to how you want it to be. Speak to how you want it to be.
I'll tell you a little story of when I did this, and I just had the kick in the pants about it. I was hired, a client of mine had referred me to her husband's company, and it was State Farm Insurance, and they had wanted me to do a team, like a day and a half of teamwork with like the Northern California groups. And I had never done something like that on my own. I'd always done it in partnership with someone else. So this would be my first solo time doing this, and this is when I first started coaching. And, you know, in all the, you know, they had taken me out to lunch a few times, seeing if I was the right person to do this. And I acted as if I'd done this a million times with absolute confidence level. And inside I was going, oh, my God, I hope I get this. I hope I get this. Oh, this will be so cool. Oh, you know, I've never done anything like this. I'm just, like, speaking off the top of my head. But I acted as if I'd done it a million times. Oh, yeah, no problem. We'll figure something out. We'll make it work. And I remember the person, the district manager, came up to me at some point. He was like the person that had hired me. And at some point during the first day, he came up to me and goes, gosh, you are amazing. You just must have been doing this for years. And in the inside, I was laughing. I'm thinking, if this guy only knew this was my first time solo. And it was one of those times, and they hired me back to do other things after that. But it was, if I didn't act as if, I would have been scared out of my mind. But I decided, this is how I'm going to act.
And feel good about it. Big key here. You know, so it's really acting as if and having fun with it. Really having fun with it and keeping it light and being okay with that. Any of you out here want to be authors? Man, I was calling myself an author. Write a paragraph, okay? You've just started writing. You are an author. You get it? Do you get it? I mean, so just be clear, because I really do understand where you might feel a little off if it feels like it's just out and out lying. Because we are not proponents of that, but we are about big proponents of acting as if in ways that you can get behind. Because the more you do, the quicker it comes.
Hi, I have Eva. A question.
Yes.
This is Marilyn.
Mm-hmm.
The Magnificent Receiver.
Magnificent Receiver, Marilyn. I have had a struggle with this with my husband because we kind of fight about this. I always think he's being grandiose because he does talk about, oh, my movie and I've written this and that, but then he doesn't do it, and then I feel like he's lying. And so I have an issue with this. It's hard for me to, like, hear this when it's not, like, there's some action about it or something.
Well, here's the thing.
Yeah.
When you're around someone, this is great not only for mates, but if your kids do it. I know my brother was always talking about when he was younger about which car he was going to get next, and he changed his mind every week, and we would laugh about it going, yeah, right, he's going to do that. But what happens is what you're doing is people know what you're vibrating. Even if they don't know, they pick up on it, unless they're very, very clear. And even I always tell people in our prosperity game in the relationship section, really give people a reputation to live up to. Why don't you get aligned with him doing that? Because the vibration of what he's saying is get to the essence of it. What does he really want? Maybe he really wants to make an impact in the world. Maybe he wants acknowledgement. And all you have to do, instead of locking on to the thing he says he's going to do, look at the essence of what he wants to get out of it and then get on board with that. It's much better to do that, and you will feel great about it, intending with him versus going, yeah, right, he said that a million times before. Because guess what you get when you focus on that? You get someone who doesn't ever take action on the things they're going to take action on.
I what?
When you do that, you will now attract, if you're in the belief of, yeah, my mate never does what he says he's going to say, he never does what he says he's going to do, guess what you'll get? More of that. And so it's easier if you buy into the essence of what he's wanting. Then you know you can focus on him getting the essence of what he wants, and he may never write a book or do a movie, but he'll still get the essence. This is what Eva was talking about before when it's, you know, 1 plus 1 equals 11. When two people are aligned, magnificent things happen. So you get to choose, do I want to be in support or do I want to be a naysayer? And if he's in that vibration, he probably absolutely means it when he says it. He's not lying. He really means that. That is how he's feeling right now, and it gives him great joy to express that. Is this helpful?
Yeah, thank you.
Somebody else had a question.
Hi, it's Gail, and I'm a magnificent receiver. I have a suggestion for when you pay bills online. When you open up online, you get a list of your accounts and your balances. I created a list with the balances I want to see, and I printed it off.
That's great.
That's awesome. Good idea.
That's great.
Thank you.
Okay, any other questions or comments?
This is Magnificent Receiver Christine.
Yes.
And I just noticed when we did the visualization, which, by the way, was really great, I really felt I was there and my whole energy system changed. But I felt like the three things I chose were too small. So should we keep adjusting and making them bigger as we go on?
Of course.
Yes.
Yeah, don't be surprised if you want to change things. You know, go with your inspiration.
Okay.
That's a great problem to have. And a lot
no kidding.
We notice that all the time in the prosperity game. People do the same thing. We have them choose three things and that they want to get, and by the time it gets to the fifth person, somebody goes back to the first thing they said and say, all right, I'm changing all mine now. They're thinking big. I want to think big, too.
And is it okay to add more than three things or just stay focused on three things because otherwise you get too scattered?
Yeah, you know, here's the thing. Here's for our classes anyway, we say stay to three things so you stay focused. And once you've gotten this down, then you've got something for life. You've got plenty of time to go after all the other things that you want. And the other thing is one of my coaches, because I'm the same way, it's like, oh, I can do this and this and this and this. And they go, Eva. You can do it all, but you don't need to do it all at the same time. So stick with the three for now, and then you know, you're off and running.
Okay.
Make sure that you're inspired, that they're inspiring.
You know, it's like this. Universe has heard you.
Yeah.
So, you know, you could have asked for 20 things in this class and just go, okay, I know those things are coming on the conveyor belt to me, and these three things are the one I'm going to give my attention to.
Okay.
The rest is coming, and I don't even need to worry about it. It's kind of like, you know, we all have things we want to do to our house, and we're usually focused on just one or two. And then when we complete those, we go to the next one. Doesn't mean that we're not going to complete the rest of the house. It just means not right now.
Okay. Thanks.
You've got the entire buffet, but you don't have to eat it all at the same time.
Unless you have a cow's stomach.
Exactly. Exactly.
All right. Anybody else have anything burning or need a little coaching before we complete today? I'm feeling like, I don't know, something's going on out there. Maybe your wheels are just turning.
This is Gail, and I do have more to share, and I'm a magnificent receiver. When we did the visualization, I couldn't let go just talking to the producers. I actually saw me on the stage with Oprah.
Good. Excellent.
That is excellent.
Hi, this is Darlene, Magnificent Receiver.
Yes.
I just want to share what was going on with me in the visualization. I saw all of the crew members who had the cameras on me as they were interviewing me with their eyes brimming with tears, with so much joy and excitement with me. And I had them literally in my eyes for real sitting here with all of you magnificent receivers. So and my heart was starting to go a little faster, and I felt that butterfly in my tummy feeling. So I was really in the vibration.
Awesome.
And just seeing the crew guys, or the interviewers and everything, really being in the emotion with me and being so happy and excited, and their eyes were brimming with joy, and it was wonderful.
Mm.
Yeah, this is like getting into that feeling state is what we're talking about. That's what I'm talking about.
And for those of you looking for a mate, maybe your mate was one of the producers of the crew, you know? There you go.
Well, this is Magnificent Receiver Sandy. I woke up this morning, and I had this little voice in my head, and it said, open the door, and he'll be there.
Okay, I can do that.
Oh, put a door stopper in front of it, too, would you?
Really?
Oh, there was no door stop. It's like, just open the door. Okay, I'll be fine. I'll be fine.
Awesome.
So all day long I've been thinking about, which door? Door number one, door number two, door number three.
And you know that means just me in allowing mode. That means just relaxing and you have to figure out which door.
It's just so fun.
Yeah.
I was having a great time all day. Ooh, there's a door.
And you know, remember, the joy is in the journey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Be in the journey joy.
It's fun.
So just remember, everybody, that this, we're amping it up over the next couple of weeks. You're going to be really super sleuths. Get those magnifying glasses out and start looking for the evidence of those three things on its way to you. Start looking for the evidence, being very conscious about seeing it showing up, acting as if as much as you can, as it feels good and you're inspired to, for sure, and then share it on the group. Share it with the group. We want to hear what's showing up for everybody because it gets very exciting to be able to see that and to witness it for each other as well. So going to close with our cheer. And remember, I'm going to say, what are you going to do this week? And you're going to say, receive. And I'm going to say, how will you do it? And you'll say, effortlessly. So you ready?
Yep. Yes.
What are you going to do this week?
Receive.
And how will you do it?
Absolutely.
Cheers, everybody.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Thank you.
Thank you. Cheers.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.